Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Los Stradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, the U.S. Marine, World War II vets, and rifle, Andrew Vigia. The sketch comedy of John Crist. Director of some divine influence, Sherry Rigby. The fight for freedom, Chuck Barham. And winner of historic 9 VMAs this week, 230 songs in her megamix, it's Taylor Swift in the spotlight. And now, live from Times Square, where the Dallas Cowboys have just sacked New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones again, here's that Kevin.
Not going to lie to you, friends. Opening weekend was ugly for New York football. I mean, the Jets won, yes, but their $190 million man, Aaron Rodgers, who, let's face it, the rest of the league, they're not that sad about Aaron Rodgers. And he's such a bragger. Anyway, welcome to the weekend. We've got a big one for you. You heard the whole lineup there. Chuck Barham, Sherry Rigby, John Crist is back with sketch comedy tonight, and we've got the one, the only, Taylor Swift. I just got to tell you about the spotlight tonight, though. There's this fellow by the name of Joseph James that has put together these massive mega mixes of usually different artists doing different songs, and he puts them all together into kind of one offering. He did something really smart. Since this is the AD, the name of this year is just T-Swift AD. It's not 2023. There's no actual number associated with it. It's just T-Swift AD. This will forever be the year of the Taylor Swift. She's now hit, I think it's 190 million in pre-ticket sales for her movie that doesn't come out until October 13th. That's insane. She broke every record of every arena for total attendance on multiple night events. That's insane. And she just won 9 VMA awards, and the whole industry used to kind of make fun of her for going to the VMAs. She just set the record or tied the record for 9 in a single night. She's just having the year. So she's tonight, but we've got select portions of her mega mix from Joseph James for the Music Spotlight that count somewhere in the neighborhood of 230 songs in the completed 13-minute version of that. We don't have time to play that for you, but we will post the 13-minute version on the Rumble and the Instagram and the YouTube, and you can go see it there. But kind of cool stuff. Anyway, I want to get to – we've got an assignment desk weekend tonight, friends, that will just knock your socks off. Really, really good stuff. So stick around. Big, big show. I'm amazed when someone that holds public office keeps their word. It's such a rare thing. It's such a strangely glorious thing when they actually keep their promises. And in the Trump administration, you actually saw a lot of promises being kept. He said, I'm going to build a wall, and he builds a wall. And he's going to get prison reform done, and he does prison reform. And he does tax reform and lowers taxes and helps businesses and does all that stuff. So much so that the Communist Chinese Party and the Joe Biden campaign and the Hillary Clinton people, they all got together and said, well, we got to make sure we don't let him go back. So even though we had 11 million more votes in 2020 as compared to 2016, and since no president that has won re-election in the modern era has increased their vote in the last modern cycle, they didn't increase their vote at all. Reagan had slightly less. Bush had less. Obama had less. Clinton had less in his reelection. Trump had 11 million more. But we're supposed to believe that the incapacitated man shuffling around the White House somehow was the all-time record-getter of presidential votes. Yeah, not buying it. And we'll see. We'll see what the 2024 election does. But in between, we had the congressional elections of 2022. And that allowed Kevin McCarthy to become Speaker of the House. And what he does in the clip I'm about to play for you is one of the most beautiful things that's ever happened. Because a reporter tries to play gotcha, and he ends up forcing the reporter to admit the truth. Take a look.
Said that both Chairman Jordan and Comer were not able to present anything that was an impeachable offense at this point. Is that an assessment that you share?
You know, the impeachment inquiry is not impeachment. So what impeachment inquiry is to do is to get answers to questions. Are you concerned about all the stuff that was just recently learned? Do you have any concern? Have you asked the White House any questions? Okay. Do you agree that, do you believe the president lied to the American public when he said he'd never talked to his son about business dealings? Yes or no? It's all right. You can't answer that? Do you believe when they said the president went on conference calls? Do you believe that happened?
That's what the testimony
is. Okay. Do you believe the president went to Cafe Milano and had dinner with the clients of Hunter Biden, who believes he got those clients because he was selling the brand? Okay. Do you believe Hunter Biden, when you saw the video of him driving a Porsche, that he got $143,000 to buy that Porsche the next day? Do you believe the $3 million from the Russian oligarch that was transferred to the shell companies that the Bidens controlled after the dinner from Cafe Milano took place? Okay, then I go back. Do you think the president lied that he, when he said...
That an impeachable is lying and impeachable.
Well, you want to know... I'm not saying impeachment. All I'm saying is I would like to know answers to these questions. The American public wants to know, and that's what impeachment inquiry provides.
And there you have the Speaker of the House schooling the reporter who was trying to get him. And her line of questions was kind of interesting to begin with. The committees say they don't have enough to impeach the president with, so why'd you open the inquiry? He just explained that the inquiry allows him to get answers to the questions that he just asked, that all the reporters there agreed are part of the evidence. So here you have a reporter who's supposed to be objectively telling the story of what the facts are and making sure that people understand what the truth is. That's the simple job that the reporter is supposed to carry out. Ironically, it's the Speaker of the House that has to do the reporter's job back to the reporter. And when she's forced to admit that the evidence exists that not only did President Biden tell us a fib when he said, I don't discuss my son's business dealings with him at all. He went beyond that. He said, I've never met any of his business associates. I don't know about any of his deals. I've never had any contact with the people that he's done business with. Friends, now in the evidence, in the testimony, in the evidence, on the record, they have him meeting with the business associates. They have Hunter Biden driving a Porsche one day and receiving a check for $143,000 the following day to purchase the Porsche. Where'd it come from? How'd the money get there? What product or service was Hunter Biden supplying that did not include his father's name, his father's image, his father's presence as vice president? What was he doing that was so valuable that someone gave him a check for $140,000 and he was able to buy a Porsche with it? The American people do have the right to know. And this idea that lying is an impeachable offense, I don't know where she's been. That's what they tried to impeach President Trump on twice. And in fact, that's what they impeached Clinton on. The definition of is, it's always about telling the truth. And you know what? Our public servants should be about telling the truth. At least to us. We're their boss. They work for us, remember? Kevin McCullough, huge show tonight on That Kevin Show, coming up.
I'm Senator Joe Biden from Delaware, and I'm here with President Harris to tell
what?
You...
What? Joe, do I look like a cackling hyena? Let's start over. Hi, I'm 45. Soon to be 47, too. Your favorite president.
And we're here to congratulate... Wait, who are we congratulating?
Joe, we've been over this. We're here to congratulate a great radio station on picking up That Kevin Show Saturday nights
but
at 9 o'clock.
I'd rather fall off my bike at Brandon Falls than tell people about That Kevin Show.
You know that's not a real place, right? They named it after you because you felt... No, never mind.
Wait, what?
Anyway, congrats to News Talk 101 FM in Panama City, Florida.
That's WYOO-FM. Wait, Florida, but you beat me in
like
Florida.
A drum, baby. Like a drum.
Well, that's not very nice.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From New York, it's that Kevin show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone who, like myself, has a keen interest in some of the events and the people and the personalities that were in effect in World War II. And in fact, he's written a follow-up book to his bestseller, originally called The Rifle II, Back to the Battlefield. It's published by Regnery, which is a sister company to Salem Communications, which is the home of a lot of the radio stations and one of the television networks that this show is seen and heard on. But why is he doing what he's doing in revisiting some of these battlefields and places, and particularly with the particular piece of equipment that he is? This is something that we'll get into as we ask you to welcome Andrew Biggio. Hello, Andrew.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks for being here. For people that didn't know about your first book, you've kind of told these stories in a certain particular way. How did you arrive at the concept of the rifle?
Well, you know, I'm not the first Andrew Biggio. I'm named after my uncle that was killed in World War II, and it was my grandfather's brother, actually. And when I survived Iraq and Afghanistan, I started to read the letters that this Andrew Biggio wrote home before he was killed in action. And the first letter he wrote home to his mother was, "Dear Mom, today we fired the M1 Grand Rifle. This is a new rifle of the time. It's so accurate. I feel so confident with this weapon." And he's writing home to his mom about this stuff, you know. And I thought, wow, he felt that powerful for this weapon 75 years ago at the time when I was reading the letters. I need to go out and buy one. I wanted to hold what he held. I wanted to feel what he felt. I was dealing with, I guess, some sort of survivor's guilt, being a veteran myself, sharing his name. I purchased this M1 Grand Rifle, and I sat in my house with it, and then I said, now what? You know? So, I showed my family the rifle at, like, a dinner. And they were like, well, okay, well, it's just a gun. Why do you have a gun at dinner, you know? I'm like, well, no, this is the piece of equipment. This is the thing Uncle Andy had when he gave his life, and this is what he wrote home to, you know, great-grandmother or two. And they didn't really get it, which is fine, and I understand that not all of them were veterans, but I was searching, obviously, for something more. And it wasn't until I thought about my neighbor who fought in the Battle of Okinawa that I thought would appreciate this a little bit more. So I knocked on his door, and at this time he was now 92. This is going back about 7 years ago. And I put that rifle into his hands, and he went from being 92 to 19 years old again, raising that weapon without a problem, putting it in his shoulder, waving it around. And we talked about the Battle of Okinawa for like three to four hours at least. And I said, Joe, I always want to remember this moment. Will you sign your name on the rifle? And he signed it. Joe Drago, 6th Marine Division, 22nd Marine Regiment. Battle of Okinawa. When I left his house and I looked down at that signature, I knew I wanted to collect as many signatures and as many stories as possible and represent the whole war on this rifle.
So that was the genesis of this, and this is volume two of some of the stories and some of the signatures that you've acquired. Why are telling these stories so important to you?
Because the World War II, pretty soon these guys are not going to be, and girls are not going to be able to tell their stories for themselves. I mean, we're talking in 4 years. In 4 years, it is going to be nearly impossible to find a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, they're going to be 103. And so, you know, the World War One generation slipped right by us. Next thing you knew, we all woke up one day and they were all gone. And we've done a lot better, like via the media, books, television, movies, miniseries, things like that, with telling World War II a little bit more, because I think it was like one of the first recorded wars with, you know, the advancement in technology and television and movies and film and stuff like that. But what those guys went through, I think, represent all veterans when we say sacrifice and what they went through. When people watch Saving Private Ryan and Band of Brothers, they know what veterans go through, and I think it's a huge thing for awareness of patriotism.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that. And on the cover of the rifle too, and if we have a picture, we'll put this on the screen. You can see the rifle and all the signatures that have been added to it, those kind of, really cool, markers that actually show up on dark backgrounds. So you can see, the stories that you feature in this particular, version cover both theaters, Europe and Asia. And I, for some, you know, my listeners know that we're encouraging them to come with me next year for the 80th observance of D-Day and to kind of go back through some of these areas where some of these lives were lost and some of these heroes were made, and to see for themselves kind of the terrain and what they were up against. But the theaters were very different, and the conditions were very different. The kind of the one thing that both theaters had in common was that it was just excruciating war. I mean, the Battle of the Bulge and, you know, every single island battle that took place in the Pacific were just excruciating misery just from the conditions themselves. You've been back to a couple of these places with some of the World War II survivors. What impressed you in those visits?
But the most thing that impressed me is the locals who still live in these villages in rural Belgium, where the Battle of the Bulge was, in Normandy, France, even in Germany, who come out to meet these liberators 80 years after their actions. I mean, the hugs, the kisses. In Bastogne, there's a parade every year called the Nuts Festival, representing when General McAuliffe said nuts, you know. And they actually take peanuts and walnuts and they throw them from City Hall balcony, you know, to celebrate their, you know, independence, you know, their liberation. And, you know, I was marching one year in the parade and I was pushing a World War II veteran in a wheelchair, and people were holding up their grandkids in the crowd over people's shoulders so they could see a living World War II veteran.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, we don't even remotely do anything like that in this country. I mean, we definitely have patriotism. We have Veterans Day, Memorial Day, but they're treated like we treat professional athletes.
Well, they brought something more dear to them than we have lost here. Now, we're, you know, we can talk politics and talk about the freedoms that we're losing currently, but we've not experienced what those who were hostily taken over by a foreign power and subjugated to that power. We've not experienced that here. And by God's grace and hopefully the strength of the American military, we won't. But it's something that we have to be vigilant for. I'm very, very convinced. We're speaking with Andrew Biggio of The Rifle and The Rifle 2. The Rifle 2 is his new book. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks between the United Auto Workers and Big Three automakers resuming. GM CEO Mary Barra telling CNN the deal her company is offering is more than fair.
I think you have to look at the whole compensation package, not only 20% increase in gross wage, but also the profit sharing aspect of it, world-class health care.
The union seeks increased profits, shorter work weeks, and restored benefits for employees. Authorities say DNA testing has confirmed that fewer people died from last month's wildfire in Maui. The death toll of 115 has been revised lower to 97. The number of people still missing has fallen to 31. Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identities. The state health department's announcement is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're back, and friends, you heard me reference it last segment, but if you would like to go with us to the battlegrounds that we're talking about in this very discussion, especially the ones surrounding Normandy and the beaches, the beach landings of D-Day, it was 80 years ago next summer that D-Day was enacted, that the liberation of Europe occurred. The war in Europe came to a fairly quick conclusion after D-Day, had to kind of push through barriers and get certain things done, but that was the beginning of the end in Europe. It took longer in the Pacific. But if you would like to be with us, friends, please go to thatkevintour.com. Thatkevintour.com. We have very limited spaces available, and you can put your deposit down and hold your seat. But we're going to be there June 28th through July the 7th or something like that. It's going to be a short trip, but it's going to be a full one. We go London, Portsmouth, across the Channel, Normandy, a few days there. We'll even do a wine tasting and some other things. And then we end in Paris, where the liberation took place, and with a beautiful dinner, our final night there on the Seine River. And I'd love for you to join us. ThatKevinTour.com. ThatKevinTour.com. Andrew Biggio is my guest, and the book is called The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield. The rifle, of course, the instrument that he had signed by as many World War II veterans as he could put the rifle into the hands of and hear the stories of. And, Andrew, I'm just curious, as a veteran yourself, what strikes you about the men that you've had sign your rifle?
I've had about 320 men and women sign my rifle, anything from Medal of Honor recipients to Navajo code talkers to cooks on ships to infantrymen to B-17 to Tuskegee Airmen. You know, I wanted to represent the whole war and get a little piece of everybody. The Pacific,
and in the rifle,
Europe,
too, you've got one of the guys that served with Lieutenant Spears from Band of Brothers. So it's there's even some familiarity with even the bigger, more famous stories here.
Yep, yeah, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about Frank Maniscalco. You know, he was someone that always turned down TV and movie interviews and just totally never went to a reunion. And so that's a, you know, that brings you right into your questions. Sometimes I meet guys who have been active and involved since the 50s in veterans associations and the war. And I meet other guys who literally didn't even save their uniform, went back to work, started a family, didn't talk about it, didn't communicate, didn't keep in touch with anybody. And Frank was one of those guys from the 101st Airborne of Dog Company 506 Parachute Infantry Regiment. This was a guy who, you know, he had a traumatic war experience. He was jumped in on D-Day, nearly drowned when the Germans flooded the fields at his drop zone, gets wounded in Carentan, France, evacuated back to England, rejoins his company, jumps into Holland, gets both of his legs shattered by a German mortar round in October of 44 during Operation Market Garden. Evacuated again, and his two best friends from his platoon are killed in action in Bastogne. Hmm. And that's definitely not an easy life for an 18-year-old kid, you know, at the time. And I was fortunate enough to put that rifle back in his hands again and bond with him at his age of 100 and me being now 36. I started this project when I was 28. And I'm so fortunate for him to let me tell a story.
Well, it's a powerful one, and it's just one of several. There's two volumes here. The Rifle is Andrew's original work. The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield, is what we're talking about. And you did go back to the battlefield with some of your subjects, and I'm just curious what that experience was like.
Yeah, I'd been back 10 times, I believe, to Luxembourg, Germany, France, Italy, the Netherlands, and probably 30 different World War II veterans on where their foxholes were, the houses they took shelter in, the beaches they stormed, the river where they crossed at the Rhine River, seeing their friends' graves again.
Hmm.
I think that's one of the most gut-wrenching things, is to see a 98-year-old man get down on his knees and grasp his friend's cross at the cemetery and cry. And to remember that young boy who never had a family, never had a life, I think that hits them very hard on these trips.
What is it about being in a foxhole with each other that is such a bonding experience? You served in a more modern era where warfare did change, but you still depended upon everybody that was in your unit. The cohesiveness of your unit was vital. The commitment to the mission was vital. There's a lot of things that still carry through to this day. But let's take this quick break and then talk to me about what is it about warfare in general that does that. But also, what do you think the secret was to why we call them the greatest generation when we come back? Andrew Biggio is our guest. The Rifle 2 is the book. It's by Regnery, a wonderful partner at Salem Media. And you can get a copy of it right now.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, last few minutes with Andrew Biggio. The Rifle 2 is the name of the book, Back to the Battlefield. And again, friends, if you would like to see some of these very sites that we're talking about, places where these stories took place, come with us. We're going to go to World War II's kind of most legendary spots in Europe. We'll start in London, where Churchill and Eisenhower kind of made the final decisions on D-Day. You know, they had a stop and start and weather was a mess and there was a whole story behind how they even got it launched. But then after we spend a day or two in London, we'll head to Portsmouth. We'll cross the channel very similarly to the way the young men did, although we'll be in a much nicer cruiser than they were. They were in very tough military crewed boats, and this will be a much more enjoyable experience. But then when we land in Normandy, we're going to spend a few days going to the different landing sites. We're going to go to where the paratroopers dropped. We're going to see some of the most famous sites. You know, the church where the guy got caught and his parachute didn't open. We'll see that. And we'll spend time with some of the locals that Andrew was talking about, who to this day are extremely grateful for the U.S. and what we did in liberating Europe. And then we'll head down to Paris and close off the trip with a very nice couple of nights in the City of Light, and not the least of which will be a dinner cruise on the Seine River before we return home. Andrew, battles change, technologies change. There's something about war that is awful for the participants in just about every generation that serve. But we as a culture, as a society, as a world, have kind of looked at the World War II service personnel, and we've labeled them the greatest. You served in Iraq. You saw live action. What is it about that generation that set them apart, do you think, in your mind, from other chapters that we've lived through?
Yeah, so another thing I was trying to investigate is that, you know, we, a lot of veterans post-World War II, we live in the shadows of the greatest generation. They had the war that was good versus evil, apparently black and white, and... But you know what? It was like,
and it was enormous good versus enormous evil. I mean, it was like the stakes were we all become socialist Nazis or we let freedom live. I mean, it was like, it really was like, you know, the pinnacle of those two ends.
Yeah, and especially with at the finish line, the liberation of the concentration camps, you know. But sitting with these 300 World War II veterans and such, I think I felt a lot of them didn't feel like they were the greatest generation, and that some of them, and that we as the United States did some not so great things to win World War II that would put a lot of GIs and soldiers in jail today if they were doing the same things the guys were doing in the Pacific to take these islands. And they gave me a sense of normalcy. A lot of these veterans I sat down personal with that, you know, didn't want to die with their secrets, I guess, 80 years later. But particularly, I think why they're the greatest generation is because there was 16 million World War II veterans. The U.S. government gave out 16 million World War II victory medals. And that what that meant was your postman was a World War II veteran, your policeman was a World War II veteran, your doctor was a World War II veteran, the news anchor was a World War II, the politicians were World War II. Everybody were World War II generation. I mean, it was an entire generation, top to bottom. We don't have that these days. It's less than 1% of the population serve in a volunteer military, not a draft. So they were just overwhelmed by the numbers, and, you know, what they were able to do us today as veterans are trying to keep what they built alive with these American Legion posts, these VFWs, even just laws and language of legislation to keep veterans' benefits. You know, they had no problem passing veteran benefits back then because everybody in Congress was a vet almost, you know, or everybody voting was a veteran, you know, the support, the constituents were veterans. So that's why they were the greatest generation. They set up so much for our future, and I hate to see it get reversed.
We have a few that have served in the military that are in Congress now, some that have, you know, post-Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's interesting to see those servicemen come to Congress because they do push for different priorities. In some instances, ones that haven't been pushed for a long time, specifically as it affects the veterans. Are you hopeful that America is still grateful for the service of the men and women in uniform?
Yeah, I am. And I think that has a lot to do with the generations before us. I think a lot of people saw that we ran to the recruiting stations during 9/11, which was like our Pearl Harbor. We didn't get the end result that we should have gotten, that so many veterans did fight for and win and blood, sweat, and tears and sacrifice their lives. I think that is an absolute, absolute underlying five times government failure on the way that ended or could have ended.
Travesty.
And so, yeah, absolutely. It bothers me just to even think about it. And, but I think the general public and the people who see us actually have admiration for those who wanted to serve for the right purposes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Andrew Biggio is our guest, and the book is The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield. What's your hope for when people read this? What do you want them to take away from reading The Rifle 2?
The Rifle 2, so, you know, Rifle 1, I wrote about why they are the greatest generation. And Rifle 2, I wrote about those who had a little bit more of a bumpy road coming home after World War II. Guys who fell through the cracks but were able to turn their lives around. So I want a lot of young veterans to see that they don't have to live in the shadows of the greatest generation, that those guys weren't always perfect also. And I want civilians to remember our World War II veterans before they're all gone.
Yeah, I think that is so important, so vital. Both of my grandfathers served. They were U.S. Navy attached, but they served. They came home. They hardly ever talked about it, even as I wanted my grandfather to tell me more about it in as I was growing up, his later years. It was just the hardest thing to do to get him to. But that was kind of indicative of the humility and of the just the way that generation carries itself. They didn't seek glory. They very much thought that they had to do what they needed to do for the right outcome. And we would be a different nation today if they had not served and won that war. The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield is the book. Andrew Biggio, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, she won 9 VMAs this week. Here's the Joshua James Ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Remix. Songs contributed to the Ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Remix in an hour two, part two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.